The Ethical Enterprise. Doing the right things in the right ways, today and tomorrow. Authors, James W. Forcade, and others. What's business ethics? The term business ethics refers to the idea of applying society's ethical norms to business dealings. Business ethics is an attempt to reconcile social laws and codes with the realities of economic activity. Businesses as tools of sovereignty and freedom. Businesses are a clear feature of independence and national dignity, and even sovereignty. In the 17th century, England offered monopolistic charters to businesses, such as the East India Company and the Massachusetts Bay Company, to encourage settlement in these regions. The idea was to impose English sovereignty over those two colonies. Some experts argue that the subsequent Indian Revolution by Gandhi and the American Revolution by George Washington were more than just revolts against English occupation. There were struggles against the English business corporations, viewed as signs of English sovereignty over their lands. But India and the US took two separate ways after their independence. The Americans were eager to build their own national business corporations, while all the Indians wanted was just to get rid of the existing English business corporations. From freedom to ethics. Realizing the importance of business corporations, the US Congress wanted to regulate its work and behavior. So it began passing the first business ethics law. But some corporations tried to evade those laws through forming cartels and trusts. Their goal was to earn large profits by charging high prices and squeezing out the competition. After securing its independence, it seemed that securing business ethical behavior was the main issue for the US in 1890. In addition to laws intended to mandate more ethical business behavior, it also saw the creation of the first codes of conduct for businesses at the beginning of the 20th century. It prescribed the following. A business must only make or sell merchandise of reliable quality for the lowest possible practical price. Provide that merchandise is made and sold under just conditions. The five factors driving business. To find out about factors driving corporate interests in business ethics, AMA HRI's Business Ethics Survey 2005 asked respondents several questions about what's driving business ethics today and what they expect will be driving it 10 years from today. The survey asked about the factors driving the business environment in terms of how they affect ethics. Responses included the following five factors: corporate scandals, marketplace competition, demands by investors, pressure from customers. Globalization participants believe that in 10 years' time, globalization will be the most important business driver of ethics. 10 external drivers. The Business Ethics Survey 2005 asked participants about what factors in the external environment would affect business ethics. Their responses stated that laws and regulations are viewed as the most important external driver. Responses included the following 10 factors: laws and regulations, economic environment, political environment, social values, privacy, level of global security, technology, corporate social responsibility movement, environmental issues, societal pressures. The CSR movement. Corporate accountability is the legal obligation to behave in a socially acceptable way or face criminal and/or civil penalties. CSR, on the other hand, is voluntary and not mandated by any law. Business pressures and corporate cultures. Competition applies pressure on businesses, and this sometimes leads to cutting ethical corners to gain a business edge. The Ethics Survey asked respondents to cite factors causing compromise to ethical standards. These findings assert the necessity of the following ethical choice. Unless a corporation has a culture of dissent that encourages workers to freely speak their minds, employees may not challenge unethical actions because of the fear of retaliation and the strong desire to preserve their own jobs. Many employees surveyed indicated that a worker who reported unethical behavior would be looked upon as a troublemaker. The role of leaders. The Business Ethics Survey found that employees are much less likely, by a huge 60%, to observe misconduct if top management conducts itself ethically, which proves the following. Improvements in the ethical environment can be most effectively driven from the top of the organization. Consumers. Consumers are influenced by company reputations. In 2002, a survey showed that 87% of consumers use reputation in deciding which products to buy and which companies to patronize. Employees and prospects. Job hunters take a bigger interest in company reputations. In survey after survey, Respondents say that a prospective employer's ethical track record affects their desire to work for the company. Globalization. Globalization means increased competition, which has a major impact on ethics practices. Globalization also means that companies are operating in many different cultures and under a large patchwork of different laws and regulations. Among the nations where global corporations operate are those where bribery, sexual harassment, racial discrimination, and a variety of other issues are not uniformly viewed as illegal or even unethical. Global versus local reputation. Another important aspect of globalization is that the reputations of global corporations are not what they should be. Less than 42% of respondents say they trust global corporations. Of them, only 7% say they have a lot of trust in global firms. The other 35% say they have some trust in such organizations. More than 56% of respondents say they don't trust global corporations. Many global companies lack effective programs to boost their reputations for being socially responsible to the local people. That must change in the coming years. Best ethical practices. It is difficult to pin down exactly what best-in-class ethical practices look like. After all, no company, and especially no large corporation, can guarantee every employer will act in an ethical and legal manner in every case. Even great companies can run into trouble. Nonetheless, we believe that a systematic approach is most likely to result in a truly ethical corporate environment. One way of depicting a best-in-class organization is through the creation of an ideal company. This fictitious company, which we'll call the Composite Perfect Company, or CPC, is based on a review of the data from the Business Ethics Survey 2005. The CPC Company. The Composite Perfect Company has been a Fortune 1000 company for 25 years. Critical to its long-term success has been the protection of its brand and reputation. This involves not only having the right business strategy, but executing that strategy in the right way. The CPC leaders know what their customers, co-workers, and the communities where they do business expect honest and ethical conduct, and they try to shape up to their expectations. The Code of Conduct. In conducting business and making decisions, the Code of Conduct of the company recommends that employees ask themselves two questions. 1. Does this comply with the law, the CPC Code of Conduct, and the company's policies? 2. How would customers, shareholders, general public, and co-workers view it? The Ethics Training Program. The CPC has developed a formal train-the-trainer program. Participants are certified to train others. The goal is to promote the idea that peers should be helping one another maintain an ethical work environment. Training peers should be a condition of continued employment and promotion. Ombudsman and Ethics Helplines. Policies that protect whistleblowers are tangible evidence of an ethical culture. Appointing an ombudsman and creating a helpline are two very tangible practices that reinforce an ethical culture. The Ethical Equation. If you have integrity, you can never fail. If you lose your integrity, you can never succeed. Certainly, this sentiment is a global one, and thus should be relevant in today's business environment. Legislation is no substitute for ethics. Building a truly ethical enterprise demands that business leaders should do more than talk the talk. They must walk the walk.